alive. All right, so this next episode I want to do is really going to talk about believing whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, right? Not just, you know, having hopes and prayers, which I believe in, but you have to believe and you have to actually do the work. And that's something, you know, that I've really been focused on these last, you know, 125 days. You know, there's been a lot of things that I believe should have happened that I should have done for, and I'm, you know, guilty of not doing the work on a lot of big things. There's been a lot of things that I have accomplished individually, professionally, even in just my personal life. I have 3 kids. Those are something that I've always wanted to have. But, you know, when you're doing something, whatever it is, whatever that goal is, whatever the business is, whatever the, maybe what you're trying to accomplish at work, and maybe you're looking for a new job, or maybe you're getting ready to start a new career, you have to believe it and you have to put in the work. And a lot of that work and a lot of the things that you're going to have success in really comes from the little details that you've done prior to the moment you're in now. Wherever you're at now and whatever you have now is from the little details that you didn't do or that you've done to get to the very exact moment you're at now. And now, of course, things happen that are just unexpected, that are just out of your control. But at the end of the day, even if the very moment you have where you're at, you know, those are just from all the things that you've done, whether it's been time you've invested in relationships, maybe it's been time in, invested in yourself, maybe it's time that you've invested with a company that maybe let you go, whatever it may be, you know, there's things that you've done that you believed in or you didn't believe in, but you have to do the work. And the biggest thing that I've always learned and I've always have done is I've always believed in more. I've always believed in abundance. I've always believed in, you know, amazing people. I've always been very optimistic. And so for the things that I know that are going to be coming, the goals that I have, you know, guess what? I have to believe it, but I also have to do the work. And it's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be easy. There's a lot of, I'm actually starting 75 hard tomorrow. This will be the second time I've done it. Prior, I've done it all the way up till day 55, and I had to restart because I found out, you know, this is like way before the app and so forth. This is like almost 3 years ago when I found out you weren't supposed to listen to audiobooks. So guess what? I had to restart. Then I went all the way up to like day, that time I went to like day 38, if I remember correctly, and then I restarted, and then it just, I never started. So tomorrow, I'm starting the 75 hard again, and I'm starting it the day I pick up my kids. Haven't seen them in about a week, and so I'm starting to then figure it'd be the perfect day to start, because really, you know, there's no excuses when you do 75 hard. You just figure out a way to make it happen. It's pretty simple. You do 2 workouts. You know, one of the workouts has to be outside no matter what the weather conditions are. One has to be indoors. You drink a gallon of water. You stay on a diet that you basically that you're going to be on, and you know the way you're eating and so forth. For me, it's going to be, you know, want to gain a little bit more muscle, so I'll be eating probably a lot more calories than I normally do. And then also you have to read 10 pages of nonfiction, so personal development, business, just nonfiction reading. And that's pretty much it, you know. That's the first phase of 75 Hard Live Hard Challenge. So I'm starting that tomorrow. But going back into, you know, believing what you want, you have to work for it, and it's going to be hard, guys. It's going to be hard. You're going to have naysayers involved. You're going to have people that doubt you. You're going to have your own personal self-talk of, you know, not wanting to do it, and, you know, all the little things that you talk yourself out of doing. Right? So it's going to be hard whenever you want something and you believe in it, but you have to do the work, and you have to, you know, remember that you have to keep a strong community around you, really, as well, because no one's going to save you. No one's going to do it for you. It's all up to you. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. Really quick episode batches, but I thank you guys for joining. I don't know who's all on here. I don't see them, so I don't have that down very well, but I'm thankful, and I'm logging off. Peace out. Love y'all, and talk to y'all soon.